We are learning Mesechta Zchul on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. We are starting the top line of Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. We learned at the end of yesterday's blat a brisa that says that if a ben pekua was avar benahar, the ben pekua went into the water, became hukshal l'toma, and then went into Beis HaKfaris, became tameh. And Rish Lakish was saying that Bishofimi, we understand why the ben pekua does not have hechsher because the mother's hechsher doesn't help for the Rav Yechon says, that I hold that it's too gufim, so it's good, that it doesn't help for the mother's shechita does not help for the ubar. But according to you, Rish Lakish holds one big nut, so why didn't it help? So the Gemara answers that talking about shechita yevashta and not like Rav Shimon, which means there was no dam by the shechita, and there was no heksha for that. And we don't hold like Rav Shimon, the shechita alone is machshir. But we do see from here one thing, that you have a live ben pekua, who's alive, climbs right into the water, becomes hukshal tuma. So you see, something that's alive could become tame and become hekshal tuma. So man tana ava bana hukshar halach basic paras nitma. Who's this man the Yama holds that you have a live animal, good as a ben pekua, you can eat it, but who said a live animal can become tuma? So who's this tana? Om Rav Yechid, Om Rav Yisya Agnili. It's a very sagnili. The title of the brayso, Mishum Rav Loza Oimer, Mishum Rav Yisrael Gidi, Metama Tumas Oichlim V'Tzarach Hechsher, that a ben pekua, it's mekabel tuma, and it needs hechsher. V'Chacham Oimerim Eino Metama Tumas Oichlim. Praise Shulchai because it's alive. V'Chol Shulchai Eino Metama Tumas Oichlim. So we see here basically holds that a ben pekua that's alive could be mekabel tuma. Mashenka the Chacham argue and they hold that it can be mekabel tuma. And don't tell me that maybe the Bechleikis or Rizgli and Chum is really everyone agrees that a Ben Pekua is Mekabel Tumah. You know Pshat and Chum? Because it needs Shechita. Maybe he holds like Rameyer of our Mishnah that holds that Ben Tes Shuchai, there's no Din Ben Pekua on it. Maybe that's Pshat and Chum. So Rashi says, no, that Rabbi Yechanan holds that Filu Rabbanim Tugger Zeglili, he holds that this is because Shuchai and not because it's not Royal Achila, because he learns that the Dafka Rav Zeglili, the Rabbanon here arguing are going even in Shittas Rabbanon. They're both going in Shittas Rabbanon that hold that a Ben Pekua is mutter to eat, and still there's a machloikis if a Chai can mekabel tumah. And that's why he says Dafka Rav Zeglili. Va'oz the Rav Yechon and Tamei, and Rav Yechon goes to Tamei when he explains that Pshat Rav Zeglili and machloikis Rav Zeglili and the Chum is if a Chai can mekabel tumah. So he goes to Tamei, he says it's a different memra. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yisya Aglil Beis Shammai Omer Dov Echad. Rabbi Yisya Aglil Beis Shammai, both say the same thing. They both say the same thing in regards to a Baal Chayv Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Yisya Aglil Hodam Maran, that we said that even though it's alive, it can Mekabel Tumah. Why? Because Lamaisa, it's edible right now. So, and also Beis Shammai, the same thing. Who's Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai, the town of the Mishnah. Dogim Me'im Yisya Mekabel Tumah. When are fish Mekabel Tumah? When is it considered Eichel? Even when it's still alive, that when you capture it, since there's not nitschita, it's like it's dead now because you trapped it, and therefore it's considered a food and it's mekabel tumah, even though it's fully alive. And this is what it means. Beisham basically hold the same thing. Only after it dies. When it comes to a point where it can't, if you throw it back into the water, it won't live anymore. Which means it's starting to get dried out. It's not dead yet, but it's starting to get dried out. That it won't be able to live. My benai, what's the difference? Rashi learns what's the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Beis Hillel. They're both dead. They're both going to die. My benai, or Rabbi Yechanan, dog mekarteig benai. The fish that's mefarfer, that's still jumping around, and it just is dry. That's not gemuna. According to Beis Hillel, you still can't eat it. It's still not considered a oichel yet because it's not dead yet. But Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, holds that since it can't live, that's enough. Tosfos does not like this pshat that Ma'ib Benayu was between Beis Hillel and Rabbi Kiva because it's obvious. Top Tosfos says, Lav Bein Rabbi Kiva Beis Hillel Kaboyi. The Machlok is on the first right there. We still Dafka Mashim Musu, Dafka when it dies, we're learning Top Tosfos. Ella, there can't be, that's not the Shiloh. Ella Bein Beis Shamei Le Rabbi Kiva Kama. The Tavayu Machayim Metamu. We wonder what's the difference with that. And what's the answer to the Gemara? A little different. In Farish, the Ika Benayu Dag Mikartea Pirish Shekoyfitz Wadal Bechoyzik. It's getting good jumps. The Beis Shammai is still tamed. because look, loyichol, right? Kiva, in such a case, will be tar, because since it still has a lot of chias in it, it'll be tar. That was the question. Kiva and Beishamah. And because the Maram explains that even Beishamah, it says Mashiach Tzoydu, it's also not going to live too long, because once you take it out of water, it dies. So, therefore, the more I want to know, what's the difference between Kiva and Beishamah? And that we're answering, if it still has a lot of chias, that will be enough minim teen, Rabbi Kiva and Beishamah. So it's just a difference, no difference in halacha, just a difference how you learn what the Mnai B'nai was between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and the Nafshal is Nafnu Tim Beisil and Rekiva. Tosis says Beisham and Rekiva. So look more about the Asayla now like this, in Rabbi Kiva. By Rabbi Chista. Rabbi Kiva says that if the dog cannot live anymore, has din of oichel already. So by Rabbi Chista, no du b'dogim simoni trefa. Let's say it got a simon trefa, like it had a hole in its stomach. According to Rabbi Kiva, is that like the level any yochel chayus or not? So Mora says you can shiklar shalav two different ways. Now, to boil the mandiyama treifa chayy, shiklar shalav even if the mandiyama holds that a treifa could live, but to boil the mandiyama treifa any chayy, shiklar shalav if the mandiyama holds treifa will not live more than 12 months. Huh? There's no treifa on a fish because treifa is only in things that need shchita. Shiklar either here shalav is it got a different thing. It's a gabi a treifa. The gabi is it considered like einochel lechayas? Rabbi Kiva said that like gabi tuma, if it can't live, then it's a oichel. What about a treifa? Avad is known as a treifa by a fish. If you eat it right now, you kill it right now. You eat it, no problem eating it. The shaila is the gabi this din of mekabel tuma, is it considered dead or not? And they want to explain the shaila. To boil the mandi of treifa chayas, treifa chayas. So that's the inside. To boil the mandi of treifa chayas. Behemo, even if anyone holds that a treifa will live, behemo the nefisha chiyusa, it can live even though it's a treifa. And a dog, if it has a hole in its stomach, the nefisha chiyusa, it doesn't have a lot of chiyus, it's not very strong. Loy, maybe it's considered like it's on the way to be dead. It's like a dried body. Like it says before that Rabbi Kiva says that any ochel chayus, let's say it's dried out, so it's considered already ochel. Here also, if it has a treifa, it's not going to live long because it doesn't have strong chias. Maybe it's considered like a dead fish. I feel man dem a treifa ene chaya. Even if you hold man dem a treifa ene chaya, hani mili behema the yashmin shchita. So there has a halacha that it's a treifa and it's ene chaya. But dogim the ein beminam shchita loy, which means like this. Then maybe treifa ene chaya is a din. It dies within 12 months. That's not enough to be considered oichel right now. Everyone will agree to that. By behema we could call it a treifa. Yeah, it's a din treifa. But by fish doesn't have din treifa, so treifa will make milo myra. Lemaisa right now it's fully alive. It has full chiyas, and therefore it won't be considered that teiku. So that's a shaila. Shaila has two ways over here. Is it considered a treifa? Make it considered like en yochel chayas or not? Even on the side that it will die within 12 months, that's not enough to make it yochel chayas. Or maybe no, since it doesn't have a lot of chiyas, if it has this fatal defect, maybe that makes it into considered en yochel chayas, and the Gemara blibes with the teiku. Not a shayla in the Gemara about Ben Pekua. Tila, it's not really a Ben Pekua shayla. It's really a shayla of a behema, of a nafel of a behema. Gabi, it's chelav. We had by Ben Pekua that the chelav is mutter. Here it's a little bit different shayla. Not, they didn't shech the mother here. Here the question is like this. Hitila nafel. The behema gave birth to a nafel. The nafel was dead, and it was also not a full term. It was a miscarriage. Basically, the behemah had a miscarriage. Rabbi Yechonah Omer, now, do you want to know the halachas of this chelev? Is it karas or not? Or is it nevela? Because that's the question. Is it chiyuv karas on the chelev? Or the chelev is not in chelev, it's like a nevela. Rabbi Yechonah Omer, chelbaik chelev behemah. The chelev is in the chelev behemah, just the chelev behemah is karas. If you eat the chelav of a snefel, the chayav karas. Rav Shimon Lakish Omar, chelbek chelav chaya. Rosh Lakish says that the chelav is like a chelav of the chaya, which means there's no karas. It's isn't available because the shchita won't be mitar anymore because it came out. But it's an avela, and so the chelav have an avela. That's the question. Does the chelav have a chelav or not? Rabbi Yechonah Omar, Gemara explains. Rabbi Yechonah Omar chelvay kechelav behema. He says that Rabbi Yechonah says that the chelav is like a chelav behema. Why? Because it comes out. Behema. Avira garam. Once it comes out of the behema and is born, it's considered a behema, its own behema, its own behema, its own nechelef. Are you going to ask me that Rabbi Huda said before that chelbay is mutter? There, it didn't come out b'chay iman. Here it came out b'chay iman. We have before there, Huda says that chelbay is mutter. There it's different. There it came out after the shechita of the mother. Here it came out, the avir itself could be goyim if it comes out b'chay iman. So therefore it's chelbay behema. Rabbi Shimon Malakush Omar, chelbay kechelav chaya. Why? Chadashim gamro. It doesn't have a din of chelav until it has a full term. And before it's full term, that does not have din chelav. So Rabbi Yechon says as din chelav, why? Once it comes out into the world, it's not a limb of the animal, that's on behema. On behema has chelav. Shlok says no. It has to be a full term ubar in order to have a din of chelav. That's one version of chelav. Igadamri kol hechad lekol chadash leklumu. Everyone agrees that if it's not a full term, it's not chelav. It's nothing. It's an aphel, it's a miscarriage, it's like part of that animal. It's not its own animal. Kipligi hecha the hosh yodel may behema. The machlokes is where you had here a full term behema, a full term uba, but didn't come out yet. And he stuck his hand into the may behema of a talash chelev shaben teschai. It was alive and he ripped off a piece of chelev. Va'ocha. Rav Yechon Amar Chelbek Chel Behema Why Chadashim Garmi. Lemaisa, it's a full term, so it's Chaya Val Chelav. Shemalakos Shem Chelbek Chelav Chaya. It's like a Chelav Chaya. It does not have Karos. Why? Because you need both things. Chadashim VaAvira Garmi. It needs both Chadashim and to come out into the world. It needs both things to come out into the world and the Avira. It needs both things, and therefore it's not Asa. Now Rashi speaks out. In the corner of Yechon, it says, Hosh Yodai, and he took it out, so he stuck a hand into the bent test, the Chev is Chayav Karos. So, Rashi, Vekivin Tekal HaKadosh, Vechal Bayasa. Omiru is Rashi, Ki Shachta Le'imai, Shari Le'i Rabbi Yudim, Mekal Be'im Techelev. But if I had to shech the mother, and then you're allowed to eat the Chelev that's found inside, even though it's full term, because again, there. Not the Chelev took out, no. But the Chelev of the Uber itself, no. The Chelev of the Uber itself, not that we took out, of course not. But what you find inside, even though it's a full, the problem is like this, it says in Gemara, full term is everything, that's chelev. No. It's only full term chelev if it comes out in the chayimei. If the mother is geshachten, then avada, they'll have a din that it's considered a limb of, it's a chiddush, because you have something. Why is that a chiddush? Because it's something that becomes asur and comes back mutter. Right now, if someone sticks his hand in, the chelev is asur. And later on, the chelev will be mutter. We won't have the chelev. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that chelev will come back mutter if you shech the mother, or will come back mutter. That's why it's chiddush and rashi. But like upon him, the machlokes over here really is the chelev or din chelev behema according to Rabbi Yechonon, and according to Malakos is the chelev chaya. And we have different lashonis. How much you need to make something into chelev behema? How much you need to make into chelev behema? According to the first lashon, Rabbi Yechonon says even without kol chadashav, as long as it came out into the avira, it makes it into is a chelev. For the second lashon, it needs kol chadashav. Doesn't need avir. One of the other ones are good. If the first lashon avira is enough, for the second lashon you need chadashim. The Shlokas holds in the first lashon that you need chadashim. In the second lashon, he says you need two things: chadashim and avira. I have two lashonim here. Rabbi Yechonon Shlokas, what the Machlekes says. Eis fair Rabbi Yechonon Shem Shlokas. In Esam Akasha, I'm going to show you that chelev has a din chelev. Why? Because there's a whole brisa here, clearing if someone brings a asham, a shechs to asham. And then the halach is, you have to bring certain emurim on the mizbeach. So he brings certain chelev. So what about the chelev of the uba? You shechted the mother, and now you have an uba here also. What about the chelev of the uba? Do you bring the chelev of the uba onto the mizbeach or not? That's the question. Is that part of the emurim of the, is part of the emurim of the shlam?
What?
No, you don't have to bring it. You don't bring the shlom himself, you don't bring it on the mizbeach. It's not oila here. I'm not talking about oila. I'm talking about here a shlom. The shlom is you eat the shlom, and you bring certain emurim on the mizbeach. What about the chelev of the ben pekuah? Do you have to, or the chelev of the uber that's inside it? Do you have to bring the chelev on the mizbeach or not? That's the clear of a brisa in the Torah's Kahanim. And it says over there, you don't have to bring the chelev from the shol. You don't have to. Then the brisa says there, so maybe there's no oinish on Azara. Saying maybe you'll just say that the miyat is that there's no it's the chela, but maybe you still have to bring it. So the Braisa goes further like this. The Braisa says that ma chela v'shtei klois hamuris ba'asham moitzim echal shlil, just like the chela v'shtei klois that says by asham, which is technically extra, so why does it say it? They'll tell you that chela v'shtei klois hamuris ba'asham, we know for sure, does not mean the chela v'shtei klois of the ubra. Why? Because the asham is always a zachar. A zachar can't have an ubra. So we learn like this. Ma chel v'shtei klois. This is the Braisa are talking. Ma chel v'shtei klois hamuris ba'asham. Moitzim eklal shlil. Just like by Hashem when you say chel of there, it means chel of behemah, not of the shlil. Because it doesn't have a shlil. Av kol moitzim eklal shlil. Therefore, all other kabbonis, even that come in keva, when it says chelev, it does not mean the shlil. Adka. So he says like this. Bishlom, Ariyach is like this. Bishlom with the D. Bishlom with Fimi. That's why I need a pasuk to exclude chelev of shlil. Why? Because I hold that's real chelev. I hold when it's in the mother's stomach, that's chelev, right? It's called chelev. So I need a pasuk to tell you, don't bring it. But for you, it's not chelev. It never was chelev. Until it comes out, chadoshim va'avira, let's say second loss, it needs everything, it's not chelev. So.
Avira now.
Huh?
Avira now.
Makes a difference. It's be avira b'chai ima, we said. Avira b'chai ima, only in the lifetime of the mother. So here, it's not here. The fear of shlokish lechayra, it never became chaylev. It was never chaylev. So what's the problem? So what would be the tzad? They should bring it as a carbon. What do you need a pasuk for? Bishlam and diyan ditzah krolam mutel idach amayitzrich. What do you need a pasuk for? It's never was chaylev. On Malay zogar shlokish, I answer like this. You know how I know it's not chaylev? Time with the dim nay mahacha. Really, you're right. I start off like you also. It is chaylev. When the pasuk teaches me. They don't have to bring on Mizbeach, that's Megal to me, it's not Chelev. That's Megal to me, that is my Makar actually. That's my Makar, that's not Chelev. That the Torah excluded it is a riot to me, and that's my reasoning why it's not Chelev. That's one version of this Gemara's question. The Ikedamri, the Gemara went the opposite way. Eisver of Shimon Lokesh of Yechman, the opposite. Ma Chelev Shtei Klois, the Muris Ba'ashav, Maisi B'chal Shil, just like Chelev Shtei Klois by Ashav does not mean of the Uber because it's a Zachar, it's not Uber. All the kabbonis, even the keva, don't bring chelev from the shalil. So bishlam is a di mishmachim ma'atachmana. Then we understand why it's a miyut. Eli the dach likar. For you, what's talking about? If it's real chelev, so why don't you bring it? Why don't you bring it? It's regular chelev, right? You told me you stuck your hand in and you pulled it out. It's regular chelev behema. Chelev chayv kar. So why should you bring it on his back? On Malay, Rabbi Yechon answered that. Midi dehava mechus zman. There is a musig. It's not exact dimin to chus zman. I'm saying like this. There's a musig of something being. Mamish of Bahima, and still you can't be makrivit. And that's the idea of chelev. You're right, chelev is real chelev, but it's not roif akrava. It's something to be, because just like mechus zman, which means a behema that's born, you have to wait 8 days before you bring it. For the first 8 days, it's 100% behema, it's 100% chelev, has all the dinim, still you can't bring it on mezbech. Same thing here, the Torah is saying distant chelev can't be brought on mezbech. It's like a mechus zman. Like Rashi says, "Mitam chuzan the yotz la'aver v'kol chadoshav the kuli alma behemu who stole a pasuk derechmanu v'karav kol shiva." Here also, that's what it means. But here, the more tried all the way, there are shlokas that's right to me. That if I can't, this is a miyut here. It must be that it's not a does not have a din of chelev. But it says no, it has din chelev. Just the reichen says it has din chelev. Just it doesn't not matter because it's din of chuzan.